To Canberra now, where the Prime Minister has threatened to keep Parliament sitting until Christmas to deal with the abolition of the carbon tax, the mining tax and the debt ceiling. But while Tony Abbott attempts to ramp up the pressure on Labor, his government is continuing to fend off attacks over its handling of the Gonski School funding plan. And a senior government minister is warning that the government's also bracing for more fallout from the security material leaked by Edward Snowden. In Canberra, Louise Yaxley reports.
The Prime Minister's told his colleagues this morning they can be pretty happy with the first sitting fortnight of Parliament. His focus is now on what should be the final sitting fortnight of the year. Mr Abbott wants the Senate to pass his bills to scrap the carbon tax and the mining tax and lift the debt ceiling in the next 2 weeks. And he's ramping up pressure by promising to keep Parliament sitting till Christmas. It's an often used threat from a government to a Senate. While he's engaging in some argy-bargy about parliamentary process, he's moved to soothe public concern over school funding plans by announcing a four-year education deal with the states. But Labor's education spokeswoman Kate Ellis calls it a humiliating backflip.
The shoddy deal, which Christopher Pyne announced yesterday, does absolutely nothing to guarantee that no school will be worse off. In fact, he's given a green light for his state premiers to set about one of their favourite hobbies, cutting school and education budgets. Under our deals, state governments had to sign up to not cutting their school budgets. State governments had to sign up to making a co-contribution of a dollar for every extra $2 the federal government put in. And state governments had to sign up to 3% indexation. All of that is gone. What Christopher Pyne has done is thrown around some blank cheques, handed over some money to his mates, but done absolutely nothing to ensure that that money going into schools doesn't then just go straight back out the back door through state government cuts.
The Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, defends his no-strings approach.
The idea that the Commonwealth can try and micromanage state and territory budgets is obviously beyond the capacity of the Commonwealth to do, given South Australia that signed an agreement has just ripped $230 million out of education over the next 4 years.
But Mr Pyne has made it clear that the states could choose to withdraw money from schools without penalty from the federal government. He says the punishment would instead come from the people.
The states and territories are sovereign governments. If they do the wrong thing by students, if they take money away, I would expect their electors to punish them on election day.
Mr Pyne's approach has attracted concern from some Liberals who don't trust the states to keep their side of the bargain, pointing to other examples, especially in health, where they say state governments have used Commonwealth money instead of spending their own. It's not yet clear if parents will be satisfied with the latest Commonwealth school funding deal. Crossbench MP Clive Palmer endorses it.
You shouldn't go to an election and promise something and then not deliver it, really. I think he's done the right thing. I think it's a credit to him that he's realised that.
But Mr Palmer says he's worried about ongoing revelations about spying.
It was quite surprising in the Senate last week when Senator Xenophon uncovered that five members of this parliament were having their emails intercepted and their phones tapped.
Politicians usually refuse to confirm or deny anything about spying, but that's becoming increasingly difficult with ongoing revelations coming from the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The Defence Minister David Johnston has warned a private briefing in Canberra to be ready for more fallout.
Suffice to say that this is not an area that I can get into in great detail, but I simply say assume the worst. We are watching with great acuity, what is happening in the space. But we must assume the worst. There is no alternative for us.
The West Australian newspaper has obtained a recording of Senator Johnston telling the briefing yesterday he doesn't expect this to change the determination of Australia's Five Eyes partners, including the United States, to collect signals intelligence.
And as I said to the Secretary for Defence and the Secretary of State, we have invested far too much in this space to allow this event, and it could happen to any one of the members of the Five Eyes, a criminal act, someone going bad, let's keep it in context, we've invested far too much to even contemplate a backward step. We must assume the worst, but we've got to toughen up and get on with the job.
That's the Defence Minister, David Johnston, ending that report from Louise Yaxley in Canberra.